The holy letters of the Rebbe, and now we'll do letter number 1,667. 1,367. And this is dated Chav Gimel Teves Tosh Yud Beis, and the Rebbe is addressing this to Moreno Shleim Chaim, must be Shleim Chaim Kesselman. He was a mashpia, a leading rabbi in Kfar Chabad in those days. And it was, we had some letters about him from before. So some part of the letters are missing. And number two, they have a number two over here is, the Rebbe says, I was delighted to read about the lifting up of the spirit of the study of Nigla, and also about the benefits that you see from his visits and his testing, and the testing in the revealed part. I'm not sure who the Rebbe is referring to. There's an abbreviation name over here. And he says, old times it was true that I'm always thirsty and hungry to hear, to read good news. How much more during these times, especially which is connected to Torah mitzvahs, so I'm delighted to read about these things. And number three, the Rebbe writes to him what the people are expressing, a desire, they want to travel to the Rebbe from Israel. The students want to travel to here. And the Rebbe says, perhaps, it could be that maybe they are correct. Independently, their arguments are sort of good arguments. However, the argument of an individual in a detail, it's only an individual argument. The yeshiva and the institutions need to try for the benefit of the institution, and therefore, it'll also be good for the students of the institutions. So the Rebbe says you have to put a lot of effort to grow the institution. And therefore, you will have to say, oh, look at the fruits, look at the students we raise over here. And not just to say we raise good children. So, and then they're going to say, oh, the older students, oh, they left. They are in another country, as I've written my earlier letters. The Rebbe said they should stay here so we can show them off, you know, what we've produced, versus just to have to say, oh, we had great students, but they got older, they all left. Number four, your suggestion that students from Brooklyn, I guess, that learning in the yeshiva over there should travel to learn in the institutions of Eretz Yisrael. So right now, the Rebbe says that is very, very difficult. It's a lot of complications, especially that the students over here have been used to very comfortable kinds of accommodations, and not all parents are. Besides, are happy anyways of being educated in Lubavitch, so you know, not everybody is thrilled about that. But the Rebbe says there is yet time for this, and perhaps with time it'll come to that as well. And I'm one of the products. I was sent from from Brooklyn to study in Yerushalayim in Torah Semes, you know, so I mean, it was many years later, but the Rebbe said that it will happen. Number five, since that you write my letter to some of the students about plowing and sowing, you read it also in front of the other students, maybe it's proper to publicize also in the rest of the classes in the yeshiva in Lod. That's where they had in Lod over there. And as far as the plowing and sowing, to add notes, and it's also written in Lekutot Torah, B'shalach Harish Perek Dalet, Shir Hashirim Lamed Ches Beis, I look forward, the Rebbe says, for good news. Now, we were on before, the one who was testing, it's Eliezer Karasik, Aleph Kuv, it's Eliezer Karasik, we're going to have the letters later on, which the Rebbe spoke, the Rebbe is referencing over here, but they're recorded later on.